Today, we're going to get to the first brachas. Last time we learned what was essentially the introduction. We did not have an answer as to why we switch Malbish Arumim around. The way the order of the brachas should be, both logically in the way we do things in the morning, and the way it's brought in the Gemara, is that following the bracha Pekeach Ivrim, which is when we open our eyes, the next bracha should be Matir Asurim, which is what the Eki say.
No, we do Malbish Arumim.
You also do it wrong. Okay. So we do Malbish Arumim, and we don't get dressed before we open it. Most of us don't get dressed. Some people don't open their eyes. They don't get dressed.
We do Malbish Arumim first, then
okay. So it seems to be out of order. We don't yet know an answer, but we still have an opportunity to do it. To get to it. Well, one of the points that I want to make, which we're going to discuss today, is that all brachas are made in the Lashon Hayva, in the constant present language. Pekeach Ivrim, Malbish Arumim, almost all of them. Do we do it? We say Asher Nosan Lasech Vivina, which is Lashon Avar. And we also say, and different people have different customs, that either She'osali Kalsarki or Ha'isali Kalsarki. And, those are the three brachas. Today we're going to learn about the first four brachas. Okay, the idea behind it, the meaning behind it, and the order. He starts at the end of the first column with the question. Yesh lahavin, we need to understand, tamag domis birchush lo yasani goy eved v'isha tekef achar ashenos lasech vivina. Why we insert the shlo yasani brachas near the beginning? Which again, the Sfaradim don't do. The Sfaradim have it the way it is in the Gemara at the end. Umafsikim bemsa seida habayker. Everything else in the order of the way you get up in the morning. And here, the order, we interrupt the order to say the three shalai asanis. So he asks why. He says, be'emes haminig ha'yoshon shalbnei Sfarad ha'yaloimer k'may seida ha'gemara. I don't know, he calls it minig ha'yoshon. The Sfaradim today, it's still, say the, right? You still say, the Shalai Asanis,
I don't even know.
No, they were, I've been in the Sfarik Shul, they were my TV. At any rate, don't make fun of him.
Okay.
Bring Ashkenazi, make him fun. So the question is why? Elo Gimel Brocha Sheinim Aseh Da Hakima Amru Lubasayif Avon Min Ageinu Tzorah Biyar. The reason we change it in these explanations, and he'll give a logical explanation, why concurrent with the fact that we stick it in shul instead of saying it as we wake up, we also move those three brachas there. So he explains by beginning with the first bracha. Levaira davar na'ayim v'pirish ha-bracha ashenasan asech v'ivina. The first bracha ashenasan. Pirishu Rashi and Taisvis, hainu tarnagol. We're going to see in a moment, there's a machlekes rishayim. Rashi and Taisvis translates sechvi as a rooster. While the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yaina translates Sechvi as the heart, the human being's his understanding. So he starts with Rashi and Taisis who say it's a rooster. Kedisa Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Mekayim Yesh Akarim Latanagol Sechvi. So that's the word Sechvi we're translating as a rooster. Bina, what is the word Bina?
Understanding.
Is understanding. You have to know every language has multiple words for things that are important to it. The Italians have so many names for different types of pasta. It's incredible. I'm told the Eskimos have different names for different consistencies of snow, and so on. In Lashon Kodesh, there are many different words for things that have to do with brains, or seichel, or understanding. We have multiple expressions of Deya, Bina, Haskel, etc. The word Bina, which we're referring to here, Hu Havana Pnimis. It's the inner understanding. Meloshin bein, in between. Hamayr adavishu bifnim. V'chein bina hu bifnim ha'adam. Bina is something that a person understands deeply. Shakadosh Baruch Hu nasan l'tarnagol chush ubina shiachal lahavchim v'aschal asayayim. We're going to explain that. But the rooster has a special understanding of the beginning of the day. Minig ha'olam loimer. Hanoisein lasech vivina. What do you say?
Shenosa.
So it says there, some will say Hanoisin Asech Vivina, which I'm not familiar with. Meaning Ashkenaz, Loim of Lashon Avar, Ashenosin Asech Vivina. And the reason this is Lashon Avar, as opposed to everything else, which is in the Lashon Haiva, is because it's miyusir ala pasuk. Mishas betucha ischachma minas ala sech bivina. The rule is, whenever anything in davening is similar to a lashon of a pasuk, we paraphrase the psukim. And that's why Tanim b'tisef, the English shana is lashon pasuk. So therefore we stay with the pasuk. Va'avsha brachis b'lashon ha'ivahein, although all the brachis are in the ha'iva language, the kamakai when we say we're not really thanking Hashem for something that happened long ago. We have to understand the meaning is to understand the difference between day and night. Now, really, every animal.
What? If you
dive in
the
secret,
sometimes it can be very dark.
No, so that's what's important to explain. He explains that light and day does not mean sunrise. It's not referring to sunrise. Day halachically begins with something called alayis hashachar, which is the earliest bit of light on the horizon. The truth is very hard to see the difference. It would be sunrise; it would be easy. He says, Havchana, the word lahavchin, to differentiate, or lahavdol means to make a difference. Havchana ha'kara yoysedaka mehavdala. Havchana is to understand something that's not easily understood. Shavdala uchilik ben shnei devarim she'enam daimim. Havdala is ben Yisrael ha'amim, ben arlo chayshech. Women have a special bina.
You know, the Gemara says that's the time when they start talking to their husbands.
The first third of the night,
yeah.
Okay. Aval avchana hu avana va'akara l'chalik mitvarma niram daimalai. So here, I'd like to explain a little more than what he's spelling out here, and that's the following. Really, every animal has a difference between day and night. Every animal, the animals go to sleep at night, and some owls also know a difference between day and night, but the other way around. Every animal knows the difference between day and night. The difference is that the rooster senses the impending day. He has an inner havana of that which is coming, call it intuition, or call it it's really more of a recognition of that which is coming. That is a special bina that human beings also have the ability to just because you can tell it's night and day is not a reason for a bracha. But the fact that people have a deeper feeling, a sense of being able to look ahead and predict what's coming, that's an important ability that the mind has. And to be able to sense things and feel things, even when they're not visible to the eye, is the essence of the bracha of Lahavchin B'yam U'Vein Laila. And the rooster is sort of the example in the Bria. God says that, the Gemara says, that every good midah a human being has, there's at least one animal that has that midah intuitively. The Gemara talks about the tznius of the cats. The Gemara says that if we're not taught about tznius, we learn it from the cats. Cats, you've seen dogs do what they need to do in the street. Do you ever see a cat? The cats have a certain sense of tznius. And so on. And the Targum is the example of this sense of bina. So he says, "In Ryan chiluk be chayshach shakaidam alayis hashachar lechayshach l'shalacha alayis hashachar." Very hard to see that little bit of light. Not saying Kadosh Baruch Hu bina l'tarnagol lahavkin baradak ben adak shebekel l'teicha chayshach. V'kayre v'kayel levaser abiyas yem chadash, and it calls on us in a voice to tell us the good news of a new day coming. L'fizem l'shama kartanagol ein le'levarach. When's the last time you heard a rooster? The roosters today are very confused. We had a rooster in Camp Inos. Yeah. Totally confused with all the artificial light. It was out of order. It didn't know when to start, when to stop. It was in camp time. Very good. But the point is that, you would think if you don't have a rooster, you don't make the bracha. The minig ha'elam, we don't make the bracha shi'eda bebirusha kvar hagiyas man kriyasek ever. According to Rashi and Taisis, we don't make the bracha until we're certain. If you wake up early in the morning, you really could say all the brachas. But the bracha, the first bracha, that Nesasech Vivina, he's supposed to wait until it's actually day. It's unique among the brachas. So according to this, it's a bracha on Dan Vesikin is an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 12 minutes after Alayis HaShachar.
During the winter?
It's also an hour and 12 minutes. No, it's still an hour and 12 minutes. It's later, but it's still, the Mishmura says there's always an hour and 12 minutes between Alayis HaShachar and sunrise. So that Nate's Minyan starts well after the time of Alayis HaShachar. You say Baruch Sotar whenever you wake up. When I get up before Alayis HaShachar, I say all the brachas. I just don't. No, Nesavina I don't say. Even though there are places where you can say that as well, but it's the only bracha not to say. And Altil Sidayim. Tis that's supposed to be on the last washing before davening, and you have to wash again. If you get up before Alayis HaShachar, you have to go wash again. When we say slichas early before Alayis, after davening, a person should really go wash and say Altil Sidayim only then. But the other brachas you can say whatever time you get up, even the kind of shomer shenasatibi you could say as well. So,
but the Eilam does or doesn't do it before you when they wake up.
The Eilam doesn't wake up so early. The Eilam wakes up late, so it's hard to say the Eilam. But no, most people come to shul and say the brachas. Right. Not everyone says it at home. Yeah, it's true. Most people say the brachas. Maybe say a more kavanah. How do you learn on the way here if you didn't say Berachas HaTorah yet? What do you do on the way to shul?
That's like baseball game.
Baseball game that hour in the morning. All right. You could listen to John Montone. At any rate, this is the bracha that a person makes. Now, in the next paragraph, he brings the Rosh Rabbeinu Yain, who says it goes on the Lev HaAdam. And he says it's really close one to the other. It's the idea that there's a recognition of these brachas. Now, what he's heading to say here is to answer his original kasha. The original kasha was why we stuck Shalei Asani Goy Eved Isha at this point. So after he completes his explanation of this idea of Bina, he comes back to quote Reb Shlomo Shofar Hirsch to answer his original kasha. Ubezei Yairu, he says the paragraph later, Divrei Moran Reb Shlomo Shofar Hirsch, in his Pirush on the Siddur, B'tam Shem Afsikim B'Seder Hayayim V'Rem Rebicha Shalei Asani Gai, why we stick in the Bracha Shalei Asani Gai, Shalei Asani Yavin, Shalei Asani Isha, K'kumai Shalasana HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishrayin, L'Tarun Agayel, L'Havkin K'Shem Igiyah Hayayim, K'deh Shiyachuz Yedeh L'Chol Abriyas Mashahizik V'Hikir. Just like the Tarnagel, in the example to the person, has to have an inner sense of the difference between night and day. I would add here that midnight in every non-Jewish culture is a witching hour, is a time of horror, of terrible things. In Jewish culture, midnight is the beginning of the dawn. This is Megulas Mitzrayim, obviously. But there's a difference between the Vayhi B'Chatzi HaLaila of Jewish culture and non-Jewish culture. It may have to do, and it's the side of the fact that we look as the night, as the Galus, and the day as the Gula, and we say we have night and then day. That's our Seyda Hadvarim. We have night and then day, and when you pass midnight, the day is sort of coming. The idea that night is a time of bad mazel and shadim and all these things, in fact, those who go with such an approach is from nightfall till midnight. It's not after midnight. Until midnight we don't say slichas. After midnight we do say slichas because the shas harachamim is after midnight. So that the idea of lahavchin is important. But the same thing, after Chatzais is a good time. So he says, just like that type of understanding is something we mentioned. Every creature has a sense of performing its need. The Gemara is an expression that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created every creature. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he asked if he wanted to be created this way, and he said yes. Which of course makes no sense, because before he was created, you couldn't ask him if he wanted to be created that way. I had to ask him if he wants to be created that way. So Yaakov Kamenetsky explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all creatures with a tendency, a natural tendency towards fulfilling its tafkid, towards doing the things that it needs to do in order to survive or in order to produce whatever it is it has to produce. And the way Rabbi Yaakov used to say, a horse is very happy being a horse, because that's what a horse knows how to do. A horse knows whatever it is that horses were created to do. Every creature gets its fulfillment in doing whatever its tafkid is. So there is a natural tendency towards fulfilling a tafkid. And in,
a human being
also, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person yashar. The fact that people are crooked, ubikesh tachbulais rabbis, it says God created us to be straight. We have a natural tendency to do the right thing. We have a natural tendency to do the right thing. It's the person who bends it and who cheats on it. The Tarnagol really doesn't care if it's day or night. He doesn't go to work. Yeah. So the same thing is the tznius of the cat. The cat doesn't have any special stature by us because it's tznua. It's an example to us of things that we should do, we should be able to take on, that we should be able to do. And here's a Ben Ish Chai. The Gemara is an Erevin in the 10th Perek. I believe there's a Ben Yehuda there who says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Midas Taivis somewhere in the Bria so a person could see that you can do it, you can handle it, you can manage it. And that a person can do it, and that idea is something that's, I guess, that's important to a person. Now, I guess we're going to finish the Shalai Asani Goy, Shalai Asani Eved later, Thursday, but just two interesting things that he brings. One which I don't understand, I quote it because I find it, I guess, fascinating, and one which is important. I'm quoting now from the Sifrei Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander's Pirish on the Siddur. So first he brings Shalei Asani Gai in the morning. Kaseh b'kavonas harizal ha-kavonu loymar shalei nischaf nishmeseinu b'nishmas gayim. We thank Hashem in the morning that when he took our neshama and sent it back, he didn't send us somebody else's neshama. I don't want anybody else's neshama, not just the guy, but certainly not that God didn't switch the neshamas. So I guess we have to be thankful for everything, you know. But the point I really wanted to get to, which is something that we can maybe try to make an avoda out of the brachas in the morning. He says a rule: when you thank Hashem for something, al dava she'emar gishin hatayeles ef shalavarech. You don't make a bracha on something unless you appreciate its value. So pekeach ivrim, you're supposed to appreciate that you have sight. And so on and on. Mal b'sharum, appreciate that you have clothing. And it's really the idea of the bracha.
You appreciate that you're not a woman.
Be careful how you explain that. But he does say, he brings a raya from a Gemara. The Gemara says, in Pesachim Daf Nun, that, Loikai lo mazal lo mabo, lo mazal b'suris taivais, he say, baruch ha-taiva ha-meitim, b'suris rais, he say, baruch ha-tayin ha-emes. Because when something bad happens, we thank Hashem only in the Dayan HaEmes. We don't say it's good. The Gemara says, "Oh, Olam Haba, Kulay Atayv HaMeitiv."
You ask last week, when somebody's blind, how does he do okay?
It's true. It's a point. It's a good point. 1 second. So his point is, from that Gemara, you see that even though we may believe that when bad things happen to us, it's really for the best, but we're not expected to be able to thank Hashem for it because we don't really sense that it's for the best. So we only make a bracha on something that we sense. So his point he's making is that when a person says Shalei Asani Gai, Shalei Asani Yav, Shalei Asani Isha, when he thanks Hashem, which is really for our tafkid of Kiyama Mitzvahs, a person has to try to appreciate it. has to sight, to sense it, to appreciate it. I forgot who it was, maybe Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, who said some people, when they say Shalai Asani Goy, they think about the drunk on the street. You don't thank Hashem that you're not a guy, the drunk on the street. So you thank Hashem you're not the king of England. You know, you're not the,
you might become a charismatic one day, you never know.
King of England. They do Bris Mila, you know that? So that's the idea. So, anyway, the Nisim HaSechvi Vina is a bracha of appreciation for the fact that Hashem created in the world the sense, the ability to make distinctions, to make differences. And the Shalai Sani Gai is the distinction that everybody has his tafka to fulfill. And we'll try to get to the apology for Shalai Sani Isha and all the others in Yitz Hashem on Thursday night in Yitz Hashem.